Hi everyone, today we are closing out the book of 2 Corinthians, and we'll be reading all of 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. I warned those who sinned before and all the others, and I warn them now while absent, as I did when present on my second visit, that if I come again, I will not spare them. Since you seek proof that Christ is speaking in me, he is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. I hope you will find out that we have not failed the test. But we pray to God that you may not do wrong. Not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. Your restoration is what we pray for. For this reason, I write these things while I'm away from you, that when I come, I may not have to be severe in my use of authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, so this is, again, the last devotional that we're doing in 2 Corinthians. And as Paul closes out this letter, he does not mince his words still. Right here in the beginning of this chapter, he's very direct. You would think maybe he'd be like, end with just kind words, but he does. But in this chapter, he's direct and he's directly talking about or against sin. And what he essentially says at the beginning here is that I told you before when I was in person, I've told you when I wrote my letter, I will tell you again, and I'll keep telling you, stop sinning, right? Stop going against God in sin. And he's saying, when I come back, I will not spare you when I see you. He's basically saying, when I come back, I will lay up the smack of down, right? I will be harsh on you. And so he says then in verse 5, examine yourselves, right? Test yourselves. And he's not saying just see if you're sinning or not sinning. Like, don't just evaluate that. But he's saying, like, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, right? To see whether or not Jesus Christ is in you. See, he's not just saying, like, you know, this is like being a Christian is that, you know, I've said that I believe in Jesus and therefore I do and then I'm fine. That's not how this works. It's a relationship with Jesus, and it's the power of Jesus, the presence of Jesus in our lives is what we need. And we see that as we go backwards in verses 3 and 4. He said, Jesus is not weak in dealing with us. Jesus was crucified in weakness, so he can be sympathetic to our weaknesses, but he lives with us in power, and he will come back fully in power. And so he's saying, because of this, stop sinning, or do not even have Jesus within you. It's a warning for us, and it's tough maybe, but that's important for us to recognize, like, or ask ourselves, examine ourselves. Do we have Christ living within us? Are we in relationship with him? Now, Paul closes out this whole book he closes out this section, really, saying that he's trying to make it clear to them, right, especially in verse 10, like, I write these things to you so I don't have to be severe when I come back in person, right? I just want to build you up. I don't want to tear you down. He's making it clear he wants to bless them. He wants to see them restored and built up. He does not want to be hard on them when he sees them in person. His heart, his desire is for the blessing and the growth of this church. So Paul closes out in the last four verses, 11 through 14. In his final words, after all that he said in this book, in terms of, like, talking about suffering and weakness and power of the Holy Spirit, confrontation, defending, all the relational words, he ends with these commands: rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace. He is saying this, that as a body, like model these things, live out these things. May there be joy in this body, restoration, comfort. May you mutually bless one another, bring peace and joy to one another. And that's what a lot of this is about, right? And not just that, like, this whole book, a lot of things, it points to, like, you know, having all these things, but at the center of all of that is Jesus, right? We rejoice in Jesus. We build one another up and help one another in Christ. We agree with one another in the power of Jesus. And this is what we should seek in our lives, in the life of our church, that we can rejoice together, restore one another, comfort one another, help one another, live in peace together. And as we do that, it moves us away from sin. It moves us away from the things that pull us away from God. And it draws us nearer and nearer to Jesus. And it allows us to be his body, to be a light to this world. Let's pray. Let's pray that as a church that we can live that out. Lord, we just thank you for this book of 2 Corinthians. We thank you for all the ways that you've challenged us through it. Pray that you'll continue to challenge us, God, through your word. Help us to seek you and to know you and to know your power and your love. We pray that as a body, we can rejoice together, build one another up, help one another, restore one another, comfort one another, fight sin together. We pray that as a body, we can live in peace and joy that comes from you, Jesus. We need your help in this. We need your power. Jesus, come. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray.